Okay, so the Mishnah Yud Beis says Nasa Nasa Kesef La'an She Mishmar V'Meis. So let's say he gives the money, the Gazal Ger, he gives it to the Kohanim, and then he dies. And so the Mishnah says Ina Yorshim Yichon Lahotzi Miyadam. The Yorshim, the inheritors of that person who paid the money that he owed to the Kohanim, are not able to get the money back from the Kohanim. Shnemar Isha Shayitin Lakohen Lo Yeh, because once it's given to the Kohen, it belongs to the Kohen. Nasan Esekesef Liyeh, Lasan Esekesef Liyeh Ho Yarib Vaasham Lidaya. So let's say you give the money to one group of Kohen family of Kohanim, the family of Yeho Yarib, and you give your carbon Asham Lidaya. So in that case, Yata, You fulfilled your obligation, but what if you did the opposite? Asham liyeho yarev the kesef liyadaya. You give the carbon first, the yeho yarev, and the kesef liyadaya. Im kaim asham, if they haven't brought the carbon yet, yakri vuhu bnei yadaya. So then the bnei yadaya should bring the carbon. V'im lav yachzor biyavi asham acher. But if they brought the carbon already, you have to bring another carbon. Shemevi gzero ad shelo hevi ashamo yata. Because the rule is, if you brought back the money you stole before bringing the carbon yata, so then you fulfill your obligation. But heviyo ashamo achelo hevi gizelo lo yata. But if you bring the carbon before paying back the money, that doesn't work. That doesn't work. You have to pay the money first, and then you can bring your carbon. The Mishnah ends off by saying Nasan as Hakaren, but lo Nasan as Hachomish. You paid back for the principal of the matter, but you haven't paid back the extra quarter of the value, the punishment that you owe in a Chomish Ma'akiv. The Mishnah says it's not Ma'akiv. So therefore, if you only pay back the Karen, you brought the Karban, and you pay the Chomish back later, so then you fulfill your obligation. Okay, Perek Yud. Mishnah Al Hagozel Machal Ez Banav Niyach Lifnehen Vitera Milashalim. So one who steals and then they give it and then they give it to their kids and then they die, and the kids still have the stolen item, so they do not have to pay back because you don't have to pay back your movable objects. Your money has no chiyuv of paying back after one has passed away. But im haya davar shish b'achrayos. But if it's something that has a lien on it, like land, right? Land has a lien on it, and so therefore, an object like that chayavin l'shalim, even after one passes away, one still has to pay back any stolen land, anything that has a lien on it, like land, even after they have passed away. And then the Mishnah says, "In portin lo metevas hamotzin velo mikis shel gavayim." So one's not able to do portin. So what is portin? Portin is where you take one big coin, and you exchange it for a bunch of little coins. You replace a bunch of little coins with one big coin. So you can't do that if you're you can't do that from the moksin. So a machas is it's a type of tax that it's like a traveling tax and wants to pay. But there are people who would collect this tax improperly. And so that's considered stolen money. So you can't split your one coin for their many coins with them. Velo michis shel gavayim. And you also can't use, and you also can't do it with gavayim, those who took those who collected money for the kavarnos improperly. V'ein nosen mehen tzedakah. And then from these boxes, you also can't take to give tzedakah. Well, nozel who. And so, but you can do all of this with money that you find in your own house. Oh, min hashuk, or with people who are in the marketplace. You can help. You can use their money to do either of these things, because that money is not considered stolen money.